Good morning. So glad you could join us again for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. We're looking at the two homes of Eli and Elkanah and Hannah. Eli had two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. Didn't know God. Serving God, but they didn't know God. Didn't love God. Didn't care about God. Were into it totally for what they could do and be and what they could get out of it. However, Elkanah and Hannah had a son by the name of Samuel that they trained early in his life and then sent him off to the temple, to the tabernacle, to serve Eli in his ministry, whatever he could do. The Bible tells us that he had a little linen ephod in verse 18. Now, that was a close-fitting outer vest that extended to his hips. But the neat thing is, it was worn by the priests when they were officiating before the altar of God. We see that in Exodus 28. And so, no doubt, Hophni and Phinehas made fun of little Samuel with his little robe and his little ministry. Can't you just hear them? Look at little Samuel. He has a little coat. And the Bible specifically says that Hannah made him a little coat from year to year. And, of course, as he grows up, he's probably 12 years old at this time, and he gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. He needs a bigger little coat. But notice Eli had him dressed like a priest, even though as a child he wasn't a priest. He wasn't even in the family of priests. But he was serving and taking part in ministering to the Lord. And how important it is that our children see that what they are doing is valuable to God. Now, we also have to help them understand that when they are serving the Lord with a sweet spirit and everything else, they may be ridiculed and laughed at and made fun of. As we said a moment ago, Hophni and Phinehas probably just, you know, laugh their sides apart. You know, look at little Samuel. Na-na-na-na-na. You know, you can just hear it, can't you? See, you can laugh at righteousness now, but there'll be no laughing when you get to hell. And that's the important thing. Our children need to understand that, yes, if they're going to be living a life of righteousness, a life that pleases God, people will laugh. But they'll laugh only for a while. They'll cry forever. And so here's the little ephod. Then in verse 19, it says he had a little robe or a little coat, and that was kind of like a sleeveless wool garment that was worn throughout without a seam with holes for the head and the arms, and was worn down to the knees under the ephod. So here he is serving God, doing everything he possibly can to be a blessing. Now, what happened as a result of that? The Bible tells us that Elkanah and Hannah had a ministry. It says once a year they brought him some new clothes. Now, because Ramah, where they lived, was just 10 miles away from the tabernacle, I really believe that they probably came to visit Samuel more often than once a year. I mean, 10 miles. What's that? You know. And so we can assume that they probably visited him as often as they possibly could. But here's the lesson. They seem to have more of a spiritual impact in Samuel's life in their visits than Eli did on a daily basis with his two sons. In other words, it has to be intentional. Parents, we don't just assume that because our kids are going to Sunday school and church and Awana and youth group, we can't just assume that they're developing a heart for God. Don't assume anything. Questions, time together, helping them to see the joy of the Lord in serving the Lord, helping them to see answers to prayer, helping them to learn how to be grateful for the things that God does for us on a daily basis. Ruth and I today have something we call a journal of gratefulness that we fill out things that we're grateful for each day. And what a blessing it is. We're now reading back on last year. A year ago today, look at what God did. A year ago tomorrow, look at what God did. We did the same thing when our boys were at home. And as we would go back and read what God did in the previous years, our boys would go, oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was neat. You see, we were teaching our boys God answers prayer. And serving God and loving God is a personal relationship. It's not just something that we do because that's what Dad gets paid to do. It's something we do because we love God. And the neat thing is the fact that when Elkanah and Hannah came down to bring the little coat and things like that, it says in verse 20 that Eli, the high priest, gave them a blessing and said, because you have loaned Samuel to the Lord, I'm going to be blessing you and asking God to give you more children. Well, five more children came. Wow. That's what happens when you give God title deed to your children. God will bless you. God will meet your needs. And so they were specially blessed parents. So now let's look at Samuel. In verse 21 of 1 Samuel chapter 2, it says, "The Lord visited Hannah, and she conceived." Then it says in the last part of the verse, "The child Samuel grew before the Lord." He grew in the things of the Lord, spiritually and physically. It reminds me of Luke 2:40 and verse 52, where it talks about the Lord Jesus as a child, increasing in wisdom and stature, and growing in the things of God. So here is Samuel doing the same thing. He grew up and he stood up. Character was being developed and demonstrated. See, here's our goal, that our children love God. Now, they're not going to love somebody they don't know. And so it's our opportunity to help them to get to know God in a real and personal way. And when they grow in a heart for God and serve God, what a blessing it is. When our boys were reared and gone and had their own families, my oldest son, who's pastoring in Greenville, South Carolina, was asked to do a parenting conference in his home church there. So he got his other brothers together and said, "Let's make a list of the things that were true in our home when we were growing up that helped us to develop a heart for God." And what a blessing it was to read about 20 things that they put together that were true in our home that helped them to develop a heart for God. You see, that should be our goal. So many times I speak to parents and they seem tickled to death that their kids have graduated from high school and they haven't gotten pregnant and they haven't gotten arrested and they're not on drugs. And in other words, to them, success is what they haven't done. You know, that's really not success. Success in my heart and mind is what are they doing for God? When they have the choice, when they're making the choice, are they making the choice to live for God, to serve God, to be a part of what God is doing? You see, the contrast of these two families disproves the indelible influence of our environment on our children. So here's Samuel. He's surrounded by two wicked boys, and it's not as much their environment as it is their enjoyment, their hearts. Regardless of what environment our children may be in, it might be public schools, it might be in neighborhoods where wickedness abounds, it's not as much environment as it is enjoyment. Do you as parents enjoy the things of the Lord, and do you teach this enjoyment to your children so they too can enjoy the things of God? So whatever environment they're in, they may be like Daniel, surrounded by the Babylonians. They may be like Samuel, surrounded by wicked men. They may be like Joseph, surrounded by those that could care less about the things of God. May their enjoyment be that which blesses your heart. Now, lastly, we want to talk about steps in honoring the Lord. So parents, train your little children to love and serve the Lord with you from early childhood. What does that mean? It means to teach them to respect and honor their teachers. Teach them to obey their authorities as they represent the Lord in their lives. Thirdly, teach them to work hard at age-appropriate jobs around the house. Number four, don't rob them of valuable character lessons on the grounds that you're helping them by doing all the work yourselves. It always bothers me when I see teenagers coming home from school and they're on their cell phones or their pads or they're playing their games and video games and watching TV and movies, and mom is killing herself trying to do all the work around the house. Ought not be. It ought not be. We ought to be teaching them valuable character lessons by having them work just as diligently as mom and dad do. Then something else. How about the Awana work, the memory verses, things like that? Do they know what these verses mean? Do they know how it teaches character in their lives? See, that's where you and I as parents and grandparents can have a tremendous influence in their lives. Because as we do that, we are focusing on attitudes. See, watch their attitudes about the things of the Lord, not just their attendance in the things of the Lord. Did you get that? Watch their attitudes about the things of the Lord, not just their attendance. So many times we're satisfied, well, they go to youth group and they go to Sunday school and they go in the youth activities. Great. But where do they go in their hearts? Where do they want to go? What is their attitude about the things of God? That is the most important thing. And The only way you'll know those things will be by spending enough time with them that your casual conversations are always open to, how can I pray for you today? Son, I love you. Sweetheart, I love you. My daughter, I love you. How can I pray for you today? Is there anything I can just lift you up before the Lord? Anything that is true in your life? Is there anything that you'd like to talk to me about concerning things of God? See, Hophni and Phinehas were involved in the Lord's service. Remember that? But Samuel was more than involved. He was invested. And this is what we want for our children. We want them to be invested in the things of God, not so we can have accolades as successful parents. But we want them to be invested in the things of God because that's where their heart is. Keep your heart with all diligence. What does the Bible say? For out of it come the issues of life. In other words, whatever issues out of your heart, that's the essence of your life. And so many times when we're dealing with our young people, we're dealing with the symptoms. We're dealing with the anger issues, and we don't never go back to the root issues of why are you angry? It's because of pride. Because you're not getting what you feel like you need to get, you deserve to get. And it gets back then to an attitude of pride. And so it's so vitally important for us as parents to make a choice. Are we going to honor our children above the Lord? Or are we going to honor the Lord above our children? Don't sell out and give your children the idea that you'll do whatever it takes just to be their friend. They will abuse and use you. You let them know you are their parent. Later, when they leave home, when they're choosing friends, they may choose you to be their friend, but right now that's not the most important choice. Right now, you're not trying to be their friend. You're not running for the friend office. You are their parent. And may they learn to respect you. Remember what the man of God said to Eli? He said, you will be lightly esteemed or lowly respected because you put your sons above me. And it leads to sure destruction. And so, my friends, as we come to the close of this Bible study, I trust that the principles that we've been discussing in Elkanah and Hannah's home will be true in yours. Now, maybe some changes need to take place. Maybe we need to have a family meeting and discuss some things that need to change and that are going to change, and sharing with our children the principles and the commandments from the Word of God, and asking them to forgive us where we failed as parents. Then begin to make some changes as we focus our attention not just on their actions, but on their attitudes. Well, until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.